It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Temperatures rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can.
Well, it's not exactly a heat wave, but the unusually warm temps for this time of year around here have been striking lately, and they just keep coming. In fact, this will likely be the new normal just over 50 years from now because of human activities. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass, who's been at a regional climate conference in Portland and joins us by phone today. We're taking up climate change again, a topic many people are very concerned about. First, let's talk about today's weather. What have we got?
Well, we have some clouds and some sprinkles, especially on the windward side, the western side of the Cascades. They're getting some light rain, but the rain should back off. We had a weak trough that moved through that pushed down that ridge that's been over us forever, and it's moving out right now. So the conditions will improve. It'll dry out today, but there'll still be a lot of clouds. Saturday and Sunday, the ridge will reestablish itself, and so we'll have some clouds on Saturday morning, but those should evaporate out around lunchtime. So I expect sun on Saturday, temperatures getting up into the lower to mid-50s, so pretty nice day after that. Sunday, the ridge pushes up further, so I expect mid-50s, plenty of sun, and that ridge is going to be around at least Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and probably into Thursday. After that, the models disagree a bit, but I mean, we're going to be stuck in this sunny, warm in the normal pattern for a long time. And at the same time, and for the same reason, the eastern United States is in sub-zero temperatures down to the mid-Atlantic states. It's amazing. You know, we have a ridge over us that produces a trough over the east, and they're breaking record after record for cold temperatures while we break the warm temperature records on this side of the continent.
Yeah, fascinating. You call it the revenge of the ridges, this locked-in weather pattern. Now, you've been at a conference in Portland where the UW's Climate Impacts Group is also there, and there's a big paper, there's a link to it on your blog, about the future of Northwest weather. There's a range of predictions about how much warmer it'll be by the end of the century, correct, Cliff?
That's right. I mean, what we do is we use these global climate models. We call them GCMs that predict the weather out, or the climate, I should say, out 100 years, sometimes more. And then we have various techniques for localizing it here for the Northwest. In fact, that's what this conference on that is about. What's the best technique to do that? But, you know, considering the uncertainty of what's going to happen, and there is uncertainty. You know, the various models don't agree exactly. There are certain things that we are fairly sure about. I mean, one of them will be that the temperatures will warm, particularly later in the century, that the snowpack will decline, that precipitation will generally be similar but a little bit more, and the heaviest rainstorms will probably get revved up a bit. The atmospheric rivers that we've seen a few of them this winter will probably get stronger, which means, well, undoubtedly see some heavier periods of precipitation under global warming. So the really interesting thing is that this year, which is warmer than normal and about the same precipitation as normal, is very much like the typical year that we'd expect in, let's say, 2070. You know, it might be 2060, might be 2080. You know, there's some uncertainty there. But we're living in the future right now. So, I mean, this will be the normal if we go a half a century into the future.
But there is a range of how much warming, though. It's like a range of 2 to 6 degrees, correct? And actually 1 degree difference could make a big difference in the long term.
That's true. There is uncertainty. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Everything is in terms of ranges and probabilities. We're living in an area that the ocean is slowing down the warming, so we'll warm up not as quickly here in western Washington or western Oregon as they will in the middle of the continent. But we should see warming sometime later in the century. What we're trying to do at this meeting here is find ways to get better estimates, to knock down the uncertainties as much as we can, to try to localize the climate predictions as much as we can. And so that's the grand challenge that a number of scientists here are trying to grapple with.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and he's hosting a weather workshop on the regional weather of the Pacific Northwest at NOAA in Seattle next weekend. The public is welcome. You'll find a link to information about that at our website, where you can also subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU.org.